With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Conservative commentators say CNN's interview with Kamala Harris shows she's not capable of leading the country.
Political observer Ben Dominic says Kamala Harris has a track record of hard-to-explain promotions.
She has failed her way upwards all the way to this point.
Now he says she's proving unable to offer genuine insights on key issues despite a stellar resume.
You were AG, you were senator, you've been vice president for the past 4 years. Why can't you form a coherent basic thought?
Especially, Dominic says, on key issues when Harris had weeks to prepare her answer. Which was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the campaign trail in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Friday, former President Trump said Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are allowing criminal illegal immigrants to come into the U.S.
They come from Africa. They come from the Middle East, countries that are not friends of ours. And they're coming by the millions, And these fools, Kamala, who's a Marxist, these fools are letting them come into our country, destroy our country.
The San Diego doctor arrested for helping supply ketamine to actor Matthew Perry before the actor's overdose death will plead guilty in the case. Dr. Mark Chavez has agreed to enter a guilty plea on one count of conspiracy and surrender his medical license for his part in the drug ring that led to Perry's death. Chavez admitted to diverting ketamine from his clinic in San Diego, lying to a distributor, and filling out a fake prescription before selling the drug to a doctor in Los Angeles. Elon Musk announces the closure of X's headquarters in San Francisco. The social media company will officially shut down its mid-market office on Friday, September 13th. It's moving to Texas. This is SRN News. People want leaders who stand up for religious freedom.
Poll from the Pew Research Center finds that all around the globe, citizens put a premium on government officials who support the right of everyone to pursue whatever faith system they wish. Here in the U.S., about two-thirds of adults say it's important for the president to stand up for all people's religious freedom. 90% of those in Indonesia feel the same way, as do 75% in Ghana and 73% in Poland. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Center for Law and Justice is suing Massachusetts Governor Mara Haley over an initiative the state launched earlier this summer that targets pro-life pregnancy centers. The federal lawsuit says the initiative, which warns women against seeking help from the pro-life clinics, violates their constitutional rights. The governor claims that the clinics pose real harm because they do not perform abortions or refer women for them. This is SRN News. The Teamsters Union, which represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads, has filed lawsuits against back-to-work orders.
The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference says it's filed appeals challenging the binding arbitration imposed on workers at Canadian National and CPKC. Labor leaders don't want to let a precedent stand that the government can block a strike from taking place, taking away union leverage. Last week, the two rail companies locked out their workers, but the government ordered them back on the job, fearing a severe economic impact from trains just sitting idle. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Lawyers for Brian Koberger are citing what they say is a mob mentality as their justification for asking a judge to grant a change of venue for the murder trial. He's accused of stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. More details at SRNnews.com.